Coast Country 103.9 and 106.3. It's Friday. It's 4:30. That means it's Outdoors Outlook time, presented by Nanticoke Outfitters. My friends, if you are gearing up for hunting season, take a guided hunt with our friends at Nanticoke Outfitters. You can book one today at nanticokeoutfitters.com. Captain Dave Fletcher stops by every Friday to give us the outdoors outlook. And I know we've got hunting on the mind, Dave, but the weather's been great. How's the fishing been?
Oh, I'm telling you, Gary, it's been better than good. It's been great. And let me share with you guys some of the areas where we've had success so that you can try some of it this weekend. In Maryland, one of my favorite places to fish, the Tangier Sound. It's been delivering us a mix of striped bass, bluefish, puppy drum, speckled trout, a little bit of everything coming out of the waters of the Tangier Sound. Fishing for spot has been really good in there as well, and the big ones are starting to show up. Rockfish has still been good, but remember, that's an early morning bite. Once that sun comes up, forget it. They're not active. They're not going to be hitting that top water plug or things you're going to be throwing over the grass beds. Crabbing, although the week before had slowed down a little bit, this week has been phenomenal. I'm hearing about 7- and 8-inch crabs being caught on a regular basis in a 10 to 15 foot range. Sounds so good. I'm actually going crabbing for myself tomorrow morning. Now, in Ocean City, the flounder fishing has been really good this week. And, you know, we've been talking about catching one legal-sized flounder to about every 10 that you catch. Yesterday, we saw an increase. We were catching two keepers in every 10, and I think that's because the water temp is starting to cool off a bit. Sheep's head on sand fleas are still being caught on both the north and south jetty. And the croaker are here in good numbers. And now the spot are too, and they are so easy to catch from any public fishing area in the OC area using bloodworms or fish bites.
Man, Dave, the fishing sounds like it is really good right now, but how much longer do you think it's going to last? We've been talking about, you know, summer winding down and the season changing. How long will they be biting?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because we're getting ready to enter into that fall fishing season where the patterns are going to change and some of the species will change as well. But we are extremely fortunate in that we have exceptional fishing opportunities here on the lower shore that will continue all the way through into most of the winter. Now, looking in the Delaware Bay, the reef sites in the upper bay are holding really good numbers of croaker, trout, and sheep's head. The best bait out there has been peeler crabs. The fishing pier at Cape Henlopen State Park is still providing good croaker and spot fishing. Bloodworms and fish bites, that's the go-to there. Lewis Rehoboth Canal is still giving us some flounder, but the temperature, it didn't come down as much as it has in some of the surrounding areas, so it's still not quite as good as it could be. Give that another week or so. At the Indian River Inlet, sand fleas being fished in the rocks during the day are definitely giving you an opportunity for tog and sheep's head. And flounder still being caught on live minnows between the Coast Guard station and the entrance to the Indian River Marina.
All right, Dave. So I know fishing's exceptional right now. You told us that, you know, the fall fishing season should be good as well. But I saw on your Instagram page, you've been really busy preparing for hunting season. When does that start?
Yeah, I tell you, Gary, I am so excited because I love fishing, but I am deeply passionate about hunting. And it starts next week. So in Maryland, September 1, dove and goose season starts. September 2nd, squirrel season starts. September 8th, white-tailed deer and sika deer starts. And then we have our teal season starting September 16th. In Delaware, it's like Christmas Day on September 1st because white-tailed deer archery starts, resident goose season starts, and dove season starts. So let me tell you, if you live in Delaware, you're going to be busy September 1st, without a doubt. Now, you can find more information on those seasons as well as the new stamps and fees that are required on our website, nanticokeoutfitters.com. Well, Gary, that's it for this weekend Outdoors Outlook. I got to go jump in the Argo and head out this evening to do some scouting before our first clients of the season come to town. But as always, please remember to take a child hunting or fishing so we can keep them outdoors, living the good life that we are blessed with here on the Delmarva Peninsula.